We've been talking about gift cards a lot. They've been making headlines a lot lately. Last couple of weeks, like Bed Bath & Beyond announcing last week their cards are going to be null and void before those stores close. So if you want your Squatty Potty or whatever it is, you got to get that. Starbucks, if you got a Starbucks loyalty card, they've watered it down, doubling costs. So you got to spend more money at Starbucks, more than you already spend at Starbucks for the world's most expensive drinks, in order to use those points. And then we get this news this morning, waking up that Air Miles is going bankrupt and you got to use up all your points. But then we get news breaking that no. The loyalty program is actually being bought by BMO Financial. And of course, they promise nothing will change. And that's what they all say. So let's bring in Patrick Osoyka to this conversation, founder of Rewards Canada. Great to have you.
Hi, Alex. Pleasure to be on your show again.
Seems there's a lot of volatility, and I'm not even saying volatility in a bad way necessarily, but change with these cards going on. What do you make of, we'll start on the Air Miles headline, because it is the latest headline, but, you know, BMO taking over this loyalty program. Why would they want a program like this?
Really, it's to save their own hide, because they've been issuing Air Miles credit cards since the program started back in 1992. A good portion of their credit card customer base are Air Miles cardholders, and if Air Miles went under, they stood to lose a lot of customers, because even with Air Miles and BMO can switch you over to their proprietary program, you know, a lot of those people would have a bitter taste in their mouth and be like, you know, I'm done with BMO and Air Miles, so I'm going to switch over to somebody else. So really, I think the underlying reason for them buying is to save their own customers, and what they do with Air Miles in the future here, we'll have to just wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people just think it's travel. I used to use the loyalty program because they have actually good things that you can get, like just wonky stuff that you can get with your points. And now I just don't bother because it seems like it takes forever to earn them. But, you know, when they say everything's going to stay the same, I have a very hard time believing that everything will stay the same, because nothing ever stays the same when there's a change of ownership or plans.
Yeah, you and me both, and that really comes down to BMO's history. I call them BMO, BMO, both, so whatever I say, talking about the same company here. They are notorious for devaluing their own program. The BMO Rewards program has gone through the most changes out of any credit card programs in the last half a dozen or so years. Like they have made their program worse and worse over the years, and their credit cards less valuable. So if that is the case, you know, that they've done with their own program, only time will tell what they'll do with Air Miles. I mean, you know, for the course being, like maybe the next 12, 18 months, everything may be the same. But, you know, just a little warning that perhaps we may see changes where they're going to try and squeeze a little more value for themselves out of the program rather than for the customers.
Yeah, no question. It's always about the dollar at the end of it. But then you've got these other reward programs, like you've got the Bed Bath & Beyond. You know, you've got to use it before you lose it. You know, Starbucks making changes. Are these economy-driven decisions? I mean, certainly with the Bed Bath & Beyond, it's a bankruptcy issue, so they're taking their stores out. But you're not even allowed to use them in the United States. So there are a lot of changes. I think people buy these things and they go, okay, I'll be able to stick it in my wallet and it will last. But there's that guarantee just does not exist anymore.
No, it's never there. A loyalty program, unfortunately, is, they're kind of like a private currency, you know, for these stores or for the groups of stores that participate in them. But you're bound by the terms and conditions and rules set out by those companies. If the company goes under, well, there's really nothing you can do. If a company changes the program, there's really nothing you can do, because that's part of the rules. And yeah, not only Starbucks, but Tim Hortons also just changed their program as well. Both of those really became more expensive in terms of the number of points you need to just, say, redeem for a free coffee. Like you said, Starbucks, a double. Tim's really depends on how much you spend. You know, it used to be you didn't have to spend very much to get a free coffee, but now they're rewarding the higher spenders, whereas the lower spenders, it's going to take longer to get that free coffee. So we're kind of seeing it across the board. Whether it's, you know, people ask me, is it inflation-based? I think that's only part of the reason, but I think, you know, with these loyalty programs, especially the store-run ones like Starbucks and Tim's, they know the customers are coming there anyway, so they see they can squeeze more value out of it for themselves.
Yeah, and I've never understood, like, when you get, like, an Air Miles where you're getting products and that it comes with a big cost to the company. I've never really understood how it's so beneficial to them. I'm sure they've got it all written in, and they know what they're doing on this, but You know, is there one rewards program that you really think has just got it down?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and that's it's a credit card based reward program, and that's American Express's membership reward.
Yeah.
It is by far the most valuable, the most flexible for Canadians. When it comes to travel or cash back, the value is always there. You know, people come and say, well, American Express isn't accepted as many locations as Visa and MasterCard. Yeah, you know what? That's true, but they do about 80 or 90% of that. And so, you know, you got a lot of coverage. And even if you only put 50% of your spending on an Amex card, you're going to come out better than putting 100% on another card. So they definitely got their act together. And there's others out there that are good too. I mean, Aeroplan, if you're really setting into travel and flexible, Aeroplan's always been good. And then, you know, the up-and-comers, Scene Plus, they got their act together now. They're having technical issues with their program, but the program itself is really good.
I like the Shoppers program. I think that loyalty card has been actually one of the better ones. But to your point on things like American Express, they do come with really good services, like front of the line, so you can get good concert tickets and that kind of stuff. So shop around, because they're not created equal, that is for sure. But nonetheless, Patrick, I appreciate you joining us to kind of bat around a headline that was really, really shifting this morning.
Absolutely. Not my pleasure.
Thank you. That's Patrick Soyka, who's with Rewards Canada, explaining, I think, the landscape of loyalty cards, which does change.